One second. I've got to get this set up before she gets food tomorrow. Why don't you go over here?
Yeah, I'm going to start losing it.
That was soft. Let's try that again. Call the meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. And we're going to be talking about two things today, SB 309 and also the action that was more or less an outgrowth of our action on Kodiak annexation last year. And Senator Hackney is here. He has another commitment. But if I could make just a few comments on Senate 309 before we turn it over. There's a lot of interest in the cost of government regulations and statutes, and I'm delighted to see it. We included in your packet a couple of things. You have Senate Bill 309, an impact statement attached to that. We also included in your packet a copy of Senate Bill 352. That's not before us today, but that came out of the Community and Regional Affairs Joint Committee local government study, and it spoke to the question of fiscal impact on municipalities. Plus, the Senate Bill 292 is amended. That was just passed by the Senate the other day, an act requiring fiscal notes to be prepared for regulations having fiscal impact. And you have a position paper on Senate Bill 309 from Health and Social Services. And I think we have some people in the audience that might be speaking to elements of the bill. And I might just mention for Senator Hackney that one of the major questions that has kind of arisen out of some staff work on this, and we don't have full answers, deals with the question of when we talk about impact statement, what And so why don't you go ahead, Senator Hackney, and make your comments, and if you'd be kind enough possibly to have a few minutes maybe to respond to some questions.
Be glad to do that. Thank you, Madam Chairman. The main reason for the introduction of this bill was a Western Conference, the Council of State Governments meeting in Helena, Montana, at which time the whole subject of regulations came before that group, and it's a very very hot subject among legislatures all around the U.S. of A. There was a great deal of concern that was expressed about federal regulations and their impact upon states, municipalities, and so forth. And finally, someone made the comment, well, that's fine, but what are we doing in our own state governments to give municipalities an idea as to how much it's going to cost them and what side effects may be caused by legislation that we pass in our own states. And it was with that in mind that this bill was introduced. And Madam Chairman, I'm sure you'll hear from some of the commissioners of various departments, well, it costs a great deal of money to put these impact statements together. And I have a very, I think, easy answer to that, and that is tough. Somebody is going to have to give the municipalities an idea of what impact these regulations are going to cause. And I think it'll have another favorable effect. I think it will make the various departments of state government take a closer look at regulations that they might be inclined to promulgate with, again, the idea that they're going to have to be let the municipalities know just what this is going to do. That's the essence of the reason for the bill. One other point. There's absolutely no pride of authorship in this thing. If the material is covered by Senate Bill 352, great. That's terrific.
Thank you very much for that. And of course, we're going to be going into hearings on that whole package, and that might be something that we could accommodate. If the record would show that all members of the committee are present, do any of you have questions of Senator Hackney while he's here? Mm-hmm. Senator Rose?
One question. What about the regulations that local governments promulgate? in my constituency, they can be somewhat troublesome themselves.
Yeah.
Just as a theoretical question, but
too. But I think the thing is not a string without beginning or end. At some point, somebody starts this whole process. What we hear on the local scene is that many of the things that local governments are doing now are a direct response to something that state government started out requiring that they do, and then they've had to promulgate regulations, if you will. I don't think we need the numbers of regulations that we have. There's another little bill that's slipping up the pike, and it's going to be in Senator Ziegler's committee, and what it will say is that if a department promulgates a regulation, and it goes through the process, and it then has the force and effect of law, what this bill will say is, if that regulation is challenged by local government or by whomever, then it's up to the state to prove that that's a reasonable and correct regulation. As it stands right now, Madam Chairman, if you challenge something that the state has laid on you, it's up to you. The burden of proof is on you, and as any good attorney will tell you, and I know Senator Rhodes is a good attorney, you know, you're one strike behind right at that point.
Senator Heckey, I'd like to ask one question. The our bill that we're proposing deals pretty much with the fiscal impact, and I think that was the intent, too, of Senator Bennett's bill. And we could look at the impact in a much broader thing, I mean, where you take in the economic and the environmental and so on. And I'm just trying to get kind of in your head to see what you were looking at. Was it mainly the fiscal impact that you're concerned with?
My initial thinking mm-hmm. was fiscal impact only. Mm-hmm. Then I got talking with some people about this, and sometimes the fiscal impact isn't the greatest impact. The greatest impact is maybe the municipality having to do something else, which may have fiscal ramifications, yes, but which goes beyond the fiscal, in other words.
Okay. Very kind.
Having to appoint a board or something mm-hmm. like that, you see.
Fine. Any further questions? Fine. Thank you very much. And I appreciate your comments regarding the other bill, and maybe we'll hold that whole thing and look at it, but I'd like to get the testimony so we have it. In and we'll keep you advised. Thank you.
Very much.
Palmer, did you have some comments to make on behalf of Community and Regional Affairs?
Madam Chair, the department did support the bill. However, in our reading of the bill, we didn't assume, as Senator Hackey's indicated, that it encompassed anything more than financial mm-hmm. impact. Our support, of course, is based on the notion of our interest in representing local governments. Local governments do support this type of bill. Mm-hmm. We're well aware that other departments that are more in the regulatory business than our department may certainly have some concerns as to cost, but the fiscal impact that we projected for our department is basically zero. We're not usually in the business of attempting to pass regulations that would require any extra cost on the part of local government. Our concern more has been with other bills that you're dealing with where certain laws get passed that create that impact, not so much the notion of agency regulations that just really clarify or expand upon the law. So our department has taken the position of support of the concept more specifically. Again, reading Senator Hackey's bill, we were assuming it was strictly the financial impact, and in our own minds, having dealt with municipally, we were interpreting it to mean like major financial impact as opposed to does a clerk have to spend five more minutes filling out two more pieces of paper? We would assume that would fiscal impact. But if it's some sort of regulation that would, of course that should be law, but say a regulation that would dump onto municipalities a cost of varying public defender costs or something like that, mm-hmm. that obviously would be a major financial impact that should be addressed.
Are there questions of Palmer? Fine. Who do we have? An indication of someone from Department of Revenue?
Chairman.
Yes. Would you be more comfortable coming up and giving us your name for the record and any comments?
I'm Phil Wall, Administrative Director for the Division of Administrative Services in the Department of Revenue. Mm-hmm. And we feel very much as Palmer has said about the bill. We support it in its concept. However, we also see that fiscal impact, by and large, is legislative more than it is, I think your tongue twisting is passing on, more than it would be affected by regulations. As we've noted, that the appropriation probably, which fixes the level of sharing, is really the vehicle which affects fiscal impact in the communities perhaps the most. Mm-hmm. We had the same concerns about definition of what impact statement meant and how broad it was. Mm-hmm. As we could see in revenue that we might be able to look at the fiscal impact part of it, but had some concerns about the types of impacts that we might not have the skill in.
Well, I might ask a question. Anywhere within state statutes or other things you deal with, do you deal with that broader question of impact statements? You know, that gives us big visions of what the EIS statements and so on. I don't think we've defined it. I don't think that's anything that's been used in other legislation. Do you? Are you
no.
aware of it?
Madam Chairman, I don't think so. We've seen it only in terms of eligibility, for example, and liquor license sharing, where they must uphold and enforce the liquor laws in the community that receives the sharing. Mm-hmm. That type of impact. The new municipal assistance sharing, which took over from the business license sharing of a couple of years ago, which had the legislative intent of reducing the cost to taxpayers in the community, mm-hmm. has another type of impact. But as far as measuring it is concerned, I don't believe that has happened.
Mm-hmm. Good. Any questions of Mr. Wall? Fine. Just sum it up then. You feel it's a valid thing, except that you see some problems with definition and feel that the most measurable thing comes at the time that the statute is actually passed.
Yes, the time the appropriation uh-huh. is passed or the time that the law itself is changed.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Yes, do we have someone from Department of Environmental Conservation? Apparently not. And I think that's it. Is there anyone else that would like to give some testimony? Yes, may we have your name? And
my name is Marcia Hubbard. Uh-huh. Director of Management and Budget Department of Health and Social Services.
Okay.
We support the bill. However, we did look at it from two standpoints. One, the impact that a proposed regulation might have on direct additional expenditures on the part of a municipality. For example, we give a $700,000 grant to Department of Health, Municipality of Anchorage. Were we to promulgate a regulation, and we have one in force, that allows the grantee, that is the municipality of Anchorage, to sub-grant mm-hmm. to another individual, encompassing upon that is a requirement on part of the municipality to do an audit of that mm-hmm. sub-grantee, mm-hmm. an additional cost. We, that would, in a sense, bring down the total service dollars that the grantee Anchorage would have to spend on that service, because they would be spending a portion of their grant auditing.
Who does that now?
Okay. The Health and Social Services. I'm giving you an example okay. of a reality
okay.
that exists. We could propose another reg that might have the same kinds of consequences. Mm-hmm. We would suggest that we would like to see, we know that every time you pass a reg, mm-hmm. you may require increased audit efforts on the part of either the state or the grantee. And we feel that you may want to limit the amount of impact statements as a result by saying that if these increased expenditures don't exceed 1% of the total amount spent by the city or the state on this service, then do a minimum type of fiscal impact statement, mm-hmm. whereas a full-blown fiscal impact statement. So it has a lot of it has to do with what kind of fiscal impact statement did you want. Mm-hmm. The other item has to do with generations of change as a result of any regulation. The feds are constantly promulgating large regulations which change how we administer welfare programs. Mm-hmm. If we remove a category of individuals from welfare and do not replace that cash to that individual, we have enormous amount of impact on a community. So if we increase the cash, then the kinds of services that are being provided to that community, that that community is providing to those people now, may or may not be needed. So it may decrease or increase expenditures.
Is that done by regulation?
Yes.
You do that when you change categories and yes. so on.
Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we have an enormous impact on just the entire economic environment of that community. If we removed food stamps or changed the food stamp program to any great degree, we would change the amount of income available to food suppliers in that community. They represent a large, those food stamps represent a great deal of that food supplier's income.
So
we have, in one sense, we promulgate regulations which may require increased governmental expenditures. In another case, we may promulgate regulations which change the economic setting, the marketplace, or the workforce in a community.
Okay, so this calls for local government, but you're extending it on that. Is your tie then with the private sector, the fact that you may change the amount of revenue available to that local government, is that the tie that you're making by going to
the... Yeah, we may change the amount of revenue that comes in from the government directly to individuals in a community, thereby changing the amount of cash that's available to the food store owner or the renter.
Senator Rudy.
Through the chair, an amendment would be in order. Marsh certainly has a great mm-hmm. deal of experience mm-hmm. in this whole area, and to add the word direct to a regulation which would result in a direct change in the amount of revenue available, mm-hmm. rather than as distinguished from indirect. It's a very difficult thing to postulate the indirect impact of on the economy, and I don't know that that is the mm-hmm. whether we should be trying to delve into that or not, because it's such a subjective area, and the government is criticized for its actions in subjective area on many occasions, especially with regulation.
I think that's it.
We just instituted a new program to provide energy assistance to low-income individuals in the state. That changed the entire bad debt structure of suppliers, mm-hmm. oil and gas and hydroelectric. Okay. Trying to look at how much bad debt we wiped off, one, we don't have the authority to go in and to the private owner of that utility and say, so how many bad debts did you have and how many did we wipe off?
Senator
Rudy. Previously, Marsha mentioned a short form versus long form, and perhaps the department would have some suggested language that would allow a short form impact as opposed to a full impact form. Would that be possible to develop?
Yes, we did suggest one. We haven't discussed the forms, but we did suggest that. And in line 11, that 1% be inserted between pay and change.
That, Senator, that would assist. But it still would not clarify, the issue that's been raised. And I would like to ask if you would work with Twyla Hartsock to possibly address the question of the scope. I think we have to narrow that, and I see no problem in that. Perhaps you can come back with some suggested wording. Mm-hmm. There are other questions?
Well, Madam Chair.
Senator McKay.
I just wonder if as I interpret this proposal that we have in front of us, it's dealing just with the municipalities. It's not going into the economic part of it, and we're not suggesting that we do anything to adjust that. What the concern with is this bill, as I see it, is just how it affects the municipalities, period. If you do something with food stamps and get into the economics of the area, this doesn't address that, or am I not reading that into it?
Senator McKay, I think it's again, it depends how far you go in between. I think Senator Rohde caught it on the direct or indirect, and the amount of Well, let's just take it. No, I've got the wrong bill.
Let me give an example of how that might occur. If the state reduced food stamp monies, that would also reduce the amount of sales tax that a municipality would receive, possibly. That's a matter of conjecture, though, and it's impossible to determine what, if any, extent. And I don't want the government, quite frankly, tinkering in the area and trying to guess and going out both to the private and everybody else and trying to find out what kind of indirect impact is going to be. It's a good topic for study, and it's important to know those things, but to require it in the impact statement as a matter of course will probably add to the bureaucracy rather than detract from it.
Senator McKay, I think it's two issues. One, what do we mean by an impact statement, and what do we mean by the amount of revenue available? And what she's talking about could, if you went to the extreme, impact the amount of revenue. I don't think available to the municipality. I don't think that's the intent that Senator Hackney had, but I think that's the issue that's been raised by.
On line 16, the issue is the definition of the word indirect effects.
Maybe just a, cutting out of that.
I agree. I had some notes on how far do you carry this, and I agree with Senator Rohde on it. That,
Good. Well, if you would be good enough to work with staff on that to perhaps suggest some wording, then the next time it's before us, we'll see that you're noticed. Any further questions? Thank you very much. We have someone here from Environmental Conservation. Demi, were you prepared to speak on this? We do have before us SB 309.
Thank you. That'll help. I'm Dan Coles, and I'm the Deputy Commissioner of Environmental Conservation. We were reviewing this bill and asked to present comments and are happy to do so. We agree generally with the concept. We think it provides some basic information on the impact of regulations promulgated to implement legislature's intent through adopted legislation. Municipalities certainly have the right to know at the front end going into a program what its effects will be on that municipality. There are a few points, however, that we think could be clarified and should be so that assuming this passes, agencies will have a better opportunity to implement it with the intent the legislature has. We've got about four basic questions, and probably the most important one is how extensive a statement is to be required by the legislation. Are we talking in terms of the bulk of an environmental impact statement, which now by federal regulation is limited in size to 150 pages, but the addendum have no limitation whatsoever? Are we talking about a one-page or two-page or very brief statement? Either case, either one of those could probably cover the topic to be which we're talking about, but it is just a basic question that needs to be answered. What particular areas should be covered in one of these statements? Should we be talking in terms of costs, benefits, manpower, environmental impacts, socioeconomic impacts? How far and into what areas would this go? Is this like an economic impact statement on regulations that's now prepared by certain federal agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency? That, again, is a fairly bulky document. A very analytical document from an economic standpoint, it would be important to know what the resources would be available to help make those kinds of economic analyses. It is still an important thing for the municipalities to know what impact there will be economically, but that is something I think that probably should be resolved. Just as an aside, I assume that we're talking about a fairly lengthy document, at least in part, because we talk in terms of an impact statement, and then we talk in terms of a summary of the statement to be included. So presumably we're talking about something a little bit larger than a few pages. But there can be no disagreement that the regulations going out to the public, to public notice and public hearing, should be accompanied by a clear statement of the intent, the impact, and the like. It's just a question of how much further you'd like us to go with. Second question I have is what is an indirect effect? We have a I suppose from that standpoint, what is a directive?
Enough's enough.
But the only sequel simile that I'm aware of is the differentiation between a primary and a secondary impact for an impact statement. And there's an awful lot of environmental case law that talks in terms of is construction of a hot dog stand 5 miles down the road from an interchange that's put in by DOT.
That's a tertiary impact. We don't need to look at that.
That's right. But I don't mean to make light of this, but it would be helpful to understand what we mean in terms of the direct effect. One of the questions that we're wondering is, why is this required only when a regulation affects a municipality? Presumably, unorganized boroughs will also be affected by regulations. Individuals are certainly affected. Industry is certainly affected. Perhaps we should do this in the instance of every regulation, and not just when it affects a municipality. I guess the fourth question is, who is it that will promulgate the regulations for the implementation of this provision? And that is a serious question. Will one agency do it for all agencies? Will each agency develop its own regulations? As we do under the National Environmental Policy Act, each federal agency is required to come up with regulations in accordance with some standard. And what are the guidelines for the promulgation of these regulations? To some extent, our agency is, and in fact should be, meeting at least a portion of what we perceive the intent of this bill to be. We would need a little further guidance along the lines that I've suggested. But it is, of course, and it's, of course, difficult now to delineate the additional burden that might be placed on an agency to require to comply with this. There may be none.
Just one comment on your question on unorganized areas, extraordinarily difficult without the drawing of lines. If we had those in some basis, as we're proposing in some of the committee
<I've heard>
legislation, why it might assist in this. No questions of Mr. Cole, Senator Rhodes.
Just one comment. Deming got me thinking. What does effect mean? I'm serious. Now, perhaps in the sentence, it's a statement. The department or agency shall identify and describe the direct and indirect effects. Perhaps we could be a little more precise with the English language than we are there, make sure that we want to know the financial effects, not the tertiary effects.
Mm-hmm. I've got a question.
Senator Rucker.
Do you feel that if this act was adopted, it would make it more difficult and time-consuming for your department to promulgate regulations?
Again, depending on how extensive the requirements, I don't think necessarily so. I don't have any doubt that agencies ought to be telling the public what they're doing when they're promulgating regulations and how those people are going to be affected by the regulations. What we try to do, and we don't do it every time, is to summarize each of the provisions of a regulation so that we can at least spell out in real English what we mean to be saying. Regulation form. And I think you can carry it a step further. Obviously, if we can explain in English what it is we intend to do with the regulation, we ought to be able to explain how that's going to affect an individual. If we're promulgating solid waste regulations, we ought to be able to tell a community how much we think it's going to cost them to have a solid waste facility that complies with the regulations. There are some other steps there, and depending on how far you want us to go, it may require some additional time. Pretty difficult to tell how much, but the other aspect I think would be to what extent our agency does not do a lot of economic analyses. I don't know how we don't do cost benefit analyses of our solid waste landfill regulations, for instance. We'd have to presumably train somebody or have somebody who could make those kinds of analyses to make it an effective. But I don't, at least as far as we're concerned, we don't write a lot of regulations every year, and we shouldn't have to be burdened too much by this requirement. But there, so.
No, I was just going to say that you should talk to my people back home if you're not writing too many regulations, because they have a different perception of fire.
we haven't promulgated a regulation in a year and a half.
Further questions?
Just be recovering from the last set.
Fine. Thank you very much, Dan. We will not, I don't anticipate we'll take action today. We have also another fiscal requirement before us, and I think we need to look at some of the questions raised, but I think you obviously did some homework, and I think the question of unorganized areas, individual or who should be promulgating the regs, I think it's important to implement this, so we'll take a look at that. Thank you very much.
Anything else you want from us?
Fine, appreciate that. Look forward to working with your department this session. I think we'll have a number of bills.
Good.
Do we have anyone else that would like to make comments or give any input on this? Does the committee have any particular direction or interest they'd like to see on this? I think we had some good points raised. Okay. The other matter before us today, just wait till we really get in gear here, but this is going to be a relatively simple matter. If you recall, we thank you very much for your input. We traveled about a year ago to Kodiak for an interesting session as a result of Local Boundary Commission action, which was supporting the annexation of a very large area to the city of Kodiak. And in our wisdom, and I think hindsight will show it was wisdom, we passed a resolution which denying this particular annexation, but we had a CR pass that gave a role to community and regional affairs to more or less go in and assist the community in any possible way to try and get some resolution to very serious sewer and water extension problems. And during the interim, I've been well copied with material from both the city and the Kodiak Island Borough regarding progress that they've made. And Community and Regional Affairs, with Commissioner McInerney and Palmer McCarter, did in fact hold a public hearing. I think they very wisely perhaps held back a bit and didn't rush in to get into the community, because the community seemed to be moving ahead. We don't need to take action, but I think that they've done a very fine job in the community to address the problems. I think as a minimum, we should direct a letter to the Senate President kind of outlining what's taken place and perhaps some support of the effort of the department to offer advice and assistance and commend the community for having moved ahead. If you would like, Palmer's here could give some overview of what's happened and really kind of put it before you as to whether you feel a letter might be just kind of a recap to show that we have been watching and we appreciate the fact that efforts are being made. I lay it before you for your information and any action if you feel it's necessary. Senator McKay?
Madam Chair, I personally don't feel that there's any action really necessary from this body. That I have sent the commissioner's letter to both groups as soon as I was received and have visited with them, and you know, I think we just begin to reiterate what's already said, unless there's some other idea.
Madam Chairman, I would move that we send a letter to the Senate President outlining the committee's actions.
Is there...
You mean our inaction?
Well, no, but
I would prefer
successful
to call it action. It's a question of whether it's half full or half empty, I suppose.
Is there any objection to that letter being sent?
No.
I'll go ahead and do that, and certainly you'll be copied. Do you have any questions of Palmer on that issue? Fine. Anything else to come before this body today? All right. The meeting's adjourned.
One thing,
Arthur. Oh, excuse me.
No, this is not official.
Okay. There's a